and this decision of 19th package of sanctions is crucial for us. Thank you so much. And today it goes together with the yesterday's decisions of President Trump on energy, also sanctions package. We waited for this. God bless, it will work. Ceasefire is possible, of course. And I think all of us need ceasefire. But we need more pressure on Russia for ceasefire. It's a very sensitive decision. But it's like sanctions before. It was unbelievable. But now we see the decisions on these energy sanctions, which are very important. And that's why I think with long range, we will have the same decision in some future. But it depends on American side, exactly on their side.
This is my video update on this Thursday afternoon, October the 23rd, coming to you from Nicosia, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with another Trump flip-flop, which is complete. Flip-flop complete. Trump has now gone fully to the NATO European Green Goblin side of things. Mark Rutte flew to DC and Trump spoke to the media and he talked about sanctions on Russia. He talked about long-range missiles and Tomahawks and giving weapons to Ukraine. Sorry, not giving weapons to Ukraine, selling weapons to NATO, and then NATO does whatever they want with those weapons. He talked about that, and then he talked about how this is not his war. It's not my war. This war would have never happened if I was president. It's Biden's war. Well, it's Trump's war, 1,000%. It's Trump's war, and it is 1,000% Trump's war, because he has now placed sanctions on Russia. It was announced by Scott Bessent at the Treasury Department that the United States was placing sanctions on Rosneft and Luke Oil, as well as any subsidiaries connected to the Russian oil companies. And these sanctions are mainly targeted at India. That's what these sanctions are really about. They're targeted at Russia, obviously, but they're also targeted at India and preventing India from purchasing Russian oil, from refining Russian oil. So that's what these sanctions against Rosneft and Lukoil are really all about. I thought the U.S. had already had sanctions in place against Rosneft and Lukoil and every other oil company. But I guess I was wrong about that. Bloomberg had an article saying that the Indian refiners are now saying that they're going to have to scale back their Russian oil purchases. But Bloomberg, further down in the article, they also said that Russia and India, they'll find a way to get around these sanctions. But the official statement from a lot of the refiners in India to Bloomberg was that they're going to now curb their Russian oil purchases and their refining of Russian oil. Don't be afraid, Mr. Cat. Don't be afraid. Relax. Relax. Anyway, I startled the Nicosia cat. But that's the big announcement from Bessent, from Trump. He's in this now. We've always said on the Duran that the minute Trump places these types of sanctions on Russia, he is 1,000% committed to Project Ukraine, committed to the Europeans, to the globalist war against Russia. There is no denying it now. This is Trump's war. He can stop saying this is Biden's war. He can stop saying, if I was president, this war would have never happened. And you know what? Putin can now stop saying these things as well. Isn't it about time that Putin stopped calling the United States partners, or stopped saying that Trump is rational and pragmatic, and that he is looking for a negotiated solution? Putin can stop all of these statements as well. The masks are now fully off. But Zelensky was very happy. He was super happy. The Green Goblin, he's back to wearing green, man. That's how happy he is. He is back to wearing green. That's got to tell you something. And he spoke to the media. I think he was in Brussels. Anywhere but Kiev. He's never in Kiev anymore. So he was in Brussels, or one of the EU headquarters in Europe. And he was flanked by Costa, who's Ursula von der Leyen's sidekick. And Zelensky said basically what I said, to be quite honest. He said now that that Trump has gone forward with sanctions, along with the EU's 19th sanctions package, which was also announced yesterday or today, now we could get the long-range missiles. And one thing has been constant throughout this conflict. What Zelensky asks for, he gets, whether it's Biden, whether it's Trump. So he's going to get the long-range missiles. You better believe that. He's going to get those long-range missiles. Maybe they will be Tomahawks. Maybe they will be called Taurus missiles. Maybe they'll be something else. Maybe it will be a combination of all of these missiles, right? But he's going to get the long-range missiles, no doubt about it. But he was very happy. Costa, the EU official, was also very happy. They were all smiles. They understand that that the sanctions now mean that Trump is fully on board with them. So the Wall Street Journal actually published an article saying that the Trump administration has greenlit long-range missile strikes into Russia, pre 2014 Russia. And this has all been greenlit by the United States, so Ukraine can begin firing long-range missiles into Russia. Ukraine can begin firing long-range missiles into Russia. We know that these missiles are launched by the United States. But anyway, that's what the Wall Street Journal published. Actually, let me read you the title of the WSJ article, which says U.S. lifts key restriction on Ukraine's use of Western long-range missiles. The move coincides with a Trump push to pressure Moscow into talks on ending the war and to withhold U.S. Tomahawk missiles from Kiev. So Trump, as he was giving the press conference, he was asked about the Wall Street Journal article, and he said it's fake news. He denied it. He said that the United States is not going to be firing long-range missiles into Russia or Tomahawk missiles into Russia. That is what he said. He was very, very, very clear by saying the United States is not going to be doing it. Now, someone else might do it, but he said the United States military or something like that is not going to be doing it. He actually posted about this on Truth Social. The Wall Street Journal story on the USA's approval of Ukraine being allowed to use long-range missiles deep into Russia is fake news. The U.S. has nothing to do with those missiles, wherever they may come from or what Ukraine does with them. You see how Trump phrases this? He said the same thing to the Wall Street Journal. He said that they're doing something here. Looks like they've got some sort of nightclub here. Let's take a look. I've been here before. I've done many videos from here in the past. Still abandoned. I don't see any club or any bar, any restaurant or anything like that. I see Piccadilly snacks. That's about it. And a lot of graffiti. And that thing, whatever that thing is, the movie theater. The abandoned, shut down, Xena Palace, right? So So Trump, the way he words it is obviously a way to remove blame from his administration when those long-range missiles are fired into Russia, right? Very deceptive wording. The U.S. has nothing to do with those missiles. It's as if they've already been shot, right? It's as if they've already been fired. The U.S. has nothing to do with those missiles, wherever they may come from or what U.S. does with them. Wherever they may come from. We don't know. We don't know where these missiles, these Tomahawks or Taurus missiles or whatever, we don't know where they come from. We have nothing to do with them. We're just selling weapons to NATO, he said. And NATO, you know, they can do whatever they want with those weapons. That's what he actually said at the press conference. He actually looked at Mark Rutte, and he told a bigger lie than Mark Rutte could ever tell. You could see that Mark Rutte was looking at Trump going, man, I thought I was Pinocchio. You're good, man. You're real good, Trump. You're a better liar than I am. Yeah, he looked at Mark Rutte and said, we don't know where those what NATO's going to do with those weapons. We sell it to them, and, you know, they can give them anywhere. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable, the amount of lies that Trump was saying yesterday.
And you know how I feel about it. But it's a war that should have never started. And we're not selling any weapons to Ukraine. We're selling them to NATO, which is different from before with Biden. He just gave $350 billion worth of weapons and cash right into Ukraine. And that was so foolish. But we sell them to NATO. And in theory, you can do what you want with them. It doesn't have to be Ukraine, but probably it is mostly.
No, what nations are doing now is buying from this program and making sure that the supplies in Ukraine, so Europeans and Canadians. And for example, these are interceptors for the Patriot systems, crucial to protect the cities.
Really, I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. But you know who wasn't fooled by Trump? The Wall Street Journal. Yeah. Trump said that the WSJ had reported fake news. You know what the Wall Street Journal posted? They said that that Trump's not fooling anyone. They said that whatever long-range missiles are fired into Russia, they need U.S. targeting. And they said that all the missiles that are given to Ukraine or sold to Ukraine, whatever, they all have U.S. Components. And any weapon that has U.S. components needs the approval of the United States. So they called out Trump in a big, big way. They basically exposed Trump's lies. So that was pretty shocking coming from the WSJ. But you know what? Trump called them fake news. And the Wall Street Journal said, you're not fooling anybody, bro. Everyone knows that all the missiles that are fired, the long-range missiles, even the HIMARS, they all need U.S. targeting and U.S. assistance and U.S. data. Everyone knows this. And if they have any type of component parts, like the Taurus missiles, they need U.S. Approval in order to go to Ukraine. So those missiles are coming. Alensky pretty much revealed that those missiles are either there or they're on their way. He said it. Now that we have the sanctions, all that's left are the long-range missiles. That's what Alensky said. That's a lot of graffiti, man. That is a lot of graffiti. Man. All right. There was a missile strike, actually, yesterday, right? In Bryansk. The claims are that a Scalp Storm Shadow missile was fired into Russia. So all of this went down yesterday. Trump flip-flops towards NATO and the Europeans and the Green Goblin. We get Bessent announcing sanctions. We get the EU announcing sanctions. It was coordinated, the EU and the US, to announce sanctions pretty much at the same time. So they coordinated all of that. And you get a long-range missile strike into Russia just to make a point, right? Just to make a point into Bryansk. Ukraine strikes Russia with British Storm Shadow missiles. It's been a long time since we've seen the Storm Shadows, huh? There was also a sabotage at a Russian facility. One sec. I believe a military facility or an energy facility. I'm not quite sure. In the Chelyabinsk region. Chelyabinsk region, yeah. The Russians are saying this was an accident. At least those are the reports that I've read, right? Something happened. It was an accident. This wasn't related to any type of sabotage or anything like that. But, you know, sabotage at a refinery in Hungary yesterday, a refinery in Romania on the same day, storm shadow missile strikes into Bryansk, and then you have this facility catching fire, some sort of blast or something happened at this facility, which is very far from the front lines. I believe it's like 2,000 kilometers or something like that from the actual front. But the claims right now are that this was some sort of accident or something like that, if you buy it. That's what Russia, the Russian media, or the Russian officials are saying at the moment. But anyway, that happened as well. Here's an excellent post from Warren Thornton on X. So let me get this straight. You gave permission for the long-range strike into Bryansk, then lied about it. You canceled the possible meeting with Putin, asking for a ceasefire that you had already agreed was not the way forward. Now you impose sanctions that you had previously not done. Nobel Peace Prize, all in the space of 24 hours. Definitely your war now. How can anyone ever trust you again? Yeah, spot on. That's a brilliant post on X. That's the other thing that Trump did, right? He now supports a ceasefire when in Alaska, he realized that a ceasefire is not going to happen. He agreed that a ceasefire is not the way to solve Project Ukraine, right? That's what he said in Alaska. He actually posted about it on X. A ceasefire is not the solution. It's not going to work. And now he's back at a ceasefire. So he did all of these things in 24 hours, man. How can anyone ever trust you again? Well said. Warren Thornton, well said. So Trump did talk about the Tomahawks. And he said that the problem with the Tomahawks is that it's going to take about a year to train Ukraine military to use the Tomahawks. And that's why he's not going to give the Tomahawks yet. U.S. won't fire Tomahawks for Ukraine. Once again, notice the way everything is phrased. The U.S. won't fire them for Ukraine. He said the problem with the Tomahawks is that it'll take a minimum of 6 months, usually a year, to learn how to use them. They're highly complex, Trump said. So the only way a Tomahawk is going to be shot is if we shot it. And we're not going to do that. We know how to use it, and we're not going to be teaching other people, the U.S. president added. Trump earlier cautioned that allowing Ukraine to conduct strikes deep into Russia with long-range missiles could lead to an escalation. Yeah, long-range missiles are coming. When you read that statement from Trump, when you listen to the way Trump is talking about Tomahawks, you get the impression that he's going to fold on that as well. Maybe it will not be U.S. military. Maybe it'll be U.S. contractors. Or U.S. mercenaries, or NATO-trained military officials, or they'll figure out some sort of excuse. They will figure out some sort of an excuse, no doubt about it. Trump also confirmed that the meeting in Budapest has been canceled. He said that as well. He said it's canceled, right? But it's going to happen sometime in the future. That's what he said. Once again, he's saying all of this with Mark Rutte sitting right next to him. He said, it did not feel like we were going to get to the place we have to get to, so I canceled it. However, Trump did not rule out holding talks with Moscow at a later date, but we will do it, the summit in the future, he added, without specifying when or where such a meeting might take place. You know what Trump did here? By backing out of the Budapest meeting, which no doubt he came up with when he spoke with Putin, what he did here is he threw Orban under the bus, man. Boy, did Trump throw Orban under the bus on this one, right? Orban was preparing for the summit. He posted about the peace summit in Budapest in Hungary. He said Hungary is an island for peace. And he was preparing for the summit in 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time or whatever, 4 weeks' time, whatever. And Trump backed out. He backed out. He realized he did not have any leverage in the negotiations. He's been looking for leverage forever now, right? And he can't find any leverage. He can't cook up any leverage over Putin when they go to negotiate, when they go to sit down together And so Trump decided, you know what? I've got nothing. So I might as well not sit down with Putin. Trump is obviously not ready to agree to root causes, June 2024. And so he said, I'm not ready to agree to root causes 2024, June 2024, so I'm just going to cancel the whole thing. And I'm going to escalate. And I'm going to escalate, right? And he threw Orban under the bus, man, in a big, big way. Man, did he throw Orban under the bus. He embarrassed Orban, embarrassed him big time. Peter Sciarra was in the U.S. and he was meeting with Rubio. And, you know, Sciarra was trying to put a positive spin to it all. He said that if Putin comes to Hungary, the ICC will not, Hungary will not enforce the ICC arrest warrant. He said that. And then he also posted on X, bad news for the pro-war lobby and good news for those who want peace. After my meeting with Secretary Rubio, it's clear that the U.S. has not given up on holding the Budapest Peace Summit. Preparations are ongoing and the only question is timing, not intention. It'll happen one day in the future. In 1 month, in 3 months, in 6 months, in 6 years. Who knows? One day it'll happen, and it'll be in Budapest. Then again, with Trump, you never know. Maybe Trump may post on Truth Social tomorrow, I'm going to Budapest. Are you coming, Putin? Let's meet. I mean, with Trump, it's flip-flopping back and forth 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, man. But nah, it's canceled. It's canceled. Trump is going to, he's decided, his administration has decided to continue to try and look for some leverage over Russia, right? So they think that the sanctions might do the trick. They think that, and the next escalation they're thinking of is the long-range missiles then might do the trick. Maybe the Taurus, maybe the Tomahawk. Going after India. The EU is going after China in their sanctions package. They're going after Russian oil and energy, okay, the Russian shadow fleet, okay, but they're also going after Chinese companies that are working with Russia. So they're going after China, the European Union. Big mistake. Big mistake. Did you not learn your lesson from Nexperia, EU? But there you have it. The United States and the European Union, they have coordinated everything over the past 24 hours, over the past week. And now they're going after, they're not only going after Russia, but they're going after India and they're going after China. So that's the update on all of the news connected to Project Ukraine, the sanctions, the Trump escalation, Trump trying to fool everybody that he's not escalating militarily, not working. Even the Wall Street Journal called out your lies. Man, that's bad. That is bad when the Wall Street Journal, right, is saying that you're lying. When the Wall Street Journal is saying that you're lying and they prove it, that's pretty bad. Kaya Kallas, she posted on X, we just adopted our 19th sanctions package. It targets Russian banks, crypto exchanges, entities in India and China, among others. The EU is curbing Russian diplomats' movements to counter the attempts of destabilization. It is increasingly harder for Putin to fund this war. That's another thing that they're doing. They're going to start preventing Russian diplomats from moving around in Europe. It'll be interesting to see how Russia retaliates to that one, huh? That one's going to be used against EU citizens, against residents living in, people living in inside the European Union. Preventing your movement. They're going to use that one against us, no doubt about it. Combine that with a digital ID. Yeah, that's not good. That is not good. What's the Kremlin's response to all of this? Oh, man. The Kremlin says it remains committed to a long-term solution to the Ukraine conflict and has praised the Trump administration for what it described as a genuine desire to find a peaceful settlement to the conflict, as well as efforts to understand its root causes. I said 10, 15 minutes ago, Putin can now stop saying all this stuff about Trump, right? But what's the Kremlin's response? Yeah, you know, we praise Trump. We praise Trump. That's the Kremlin's response. Oh, man. So the European Union is also preparing to seize, not freeze, the $140 billion in Russian frozen assets. And they're already starting to fight about how the $140 billion is going to be used. According to Reuters, exclusive, Ukraine resists EU conditions on loan backed by frozen Russian assets. So what is going on here is that that Ukraine told the European Union, when you give us the $140 billion, we should be able to do with it whatever we want. That is what Ukraine said. That is what Zelensky said. Podolyak, we got $140 billion coming to us. How do you want to spend it, Podolyak? How many homes can we buy with $140 billion? A lot, Mr. President. A whole lot of homes. Podolyak, we go on nice trip together. We go to Maldives. Get some sun, relax, drink some mojitos. Yeah, that's what Zelensky is telling the European Union. Give us the $140 billion and we can do whatever we want with it. And the EU, they're telling Ukraine, look, we're going to give you the $140 billion, but we want you to spend that money on weapons in Europe. And Germany, France, and some other countries, they're saying that we want you to spend the $140 billion on MIC companies, European MIC companies, right, like Rheinmetall and these types of companies, while other countries in the European Union are saying that $140 billion, you got to spend a part of that not only on MIC companies in Europe, but you also have to purchase weapons from the United States. So that's the debate now. Ukraine wants that money to do with it, to do with whatever it wants. Some European countries are saying you have to spend that money in Europe, within Europe, buying weapons from European companies. And other EU countries are saying, no, 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 you have to purchase weapons from the United States as well. So that is where we are with that update. And the U.S., They are going to retaliate against China, against the rare earths move from China, by curbing exports to China of goods, of products made with U.S. software. That is what some sources are saying. So that's going to be the U.S.'s is checkmate move on China's rare earths move. Basically, anything that uses U.S. software will be banned, or will have some sort of export ban or export controls for China. So that's going to be how they respond to China. And what else? Yesterday on my video update, I started things off with Zelensky's meeting with the Prime Minister of Sweden. And they signed a letter of intent, not a contract, not a deal, a letter of intent. The deal before the deal, right? They signed a letter of intent for 100 to 150 Gripen fighter jets. And the Prime Minister of Sweden said that the first fighter jets should start going to Ukraine in about 3 years. But he said this is going to be very long term, and it's going to take about 10 to 15 years to get the 100 fighter jets or 150 fighter jets to the Green Goblin and the first fighter jets in 3 years. But we still don't even have a real contract. Right now what we have is a letter of intent. Interesting event yesterday, huh? A lot of pomp, a lot of show from the clown puppet comedian, but when you take a look at what's going on here between Ukraine and Sweden, you understand that nothing has really been agreed on, has it? But it's a good fighter jet. It's a very good fighter jet. I wonder who's paying for this, for the 100 fighter jets. Who is going to be paying for this? Because it's not Ukraine. Is Sweden going to pay for the fighter jets to hand over to the Green Goblin? So one more story before we get to our clown world. A quick update on what is going on with Sarkozy. Sarkozy, the one-time president of France, right? Sarkozy, the guy that led the regime change against Gaddafi, right? Sarkozy, he also took something like 50 million from Gaddafi for his campaign, and then a few years later, he led the regime change against Gaddafi and led the coalition that eventually destroyed Libya. He's now starting his 5-year prison sentence for the money that he took from Gaddafi for his campaign. And as he was entering the prison, the inmates were actually yelling at Sarkozy, and there's video of this, that they are going to avenge what he did to Gaddafi. Yeah. How about that for karma? Inmates threatened Sarkozy and vowed to avenge Gaddafi. The former French president has recently started serving a 5-year term in a Paris prison. How is that for karma? So let's do a clown world and we can wrap up this video update. And not much of a clown world for today, actually. Trump called Colombia's president a thug during the press conference, the media conference with Rute. He was asked about Colombia, and Trump called the president a thug. He said he's a thug, that president. And then he talked about drugs and cocaine and all of that stuff. But he said that about Petrov, right? Gustavo Petrov, I believe, the president of Colombia.
Well, he's a thug and bad guy. He's a guy that is making a lot of drugs. We've just, as of today, stopped all payments going to Colombia, the country Colombia. Also, the school Colombia. No, we settled. We made a settlement with him. But no, he's a thug. And he's a bad guy, and he's hurt his country very badly. They're doing very poorly, Colombia. They make cocaine. They have cocaine factories. They grow all sorts of crap that's drugs, bad drugs, coming into the United States, goes generally through Mexico. And he better watch it, or we'll take very serious action against him and his country.
The UK has pledged £4.5 billion in military aid to Ukraine. Countries in economic collapse, and the UK finds $4.5 billion to send to the Green Goblin military aid. How about that? That is what the Defense Secretary John Healey said. John Healey also said that UK citizens, that the UK military is ready to go into Ukraine once they get the green light. Once they get the green light, they're ready for boots on the ground in Ukraine. Madness, man, madness. And finally, we turn to Lithuania, where the president or prime minister of Lithuania, Inga something, I don't know her last name. She said that Belarus is sending balloons over to Lithuania carrying contraband cigarettes, and she's thinking of closing the border between Lithuania and Belarus because of these balloons carrying contraband cigarettes. Okay, whatever. That's the video, everybody. TheDuran.locals.com. We're on X, we're on Rumble, we're on Telegram. Like this video, subscribe to this channel. One day I will remember to say it at the beginning of the video, but I failed today as well. But anyway, give a like, give a subscribe to this channel, and I will see everyone tomorrow. Mañana. Tomorrow is another day of news. Take care.